Blog Talk Radio.
Sandra Bland, Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Alton Sterling. God knows how many more you didn't kill. But I'm gonna let you know right now, we done marching, we done protesting. This is war.
Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour.
Yeah.
I'm for the struggle, I give up my best. Standing on gas, dressed up in black, with a patch on my chest.
Folks think I'm tripping and say that I'm strange, cause all I be dropping is knowledge. I speak philosophy, real anthropology, dropping most times to college. Picking dimensions, I talk mathematics, I move through this life university. Unapologetic, I never regret it, dismiss it if you start commercially.
There was a land of living the truth, believing nothing until you show proof. Combat the ugly, the facts of the facts, and the facts of the and it's killing our youth. We better wake up and make a decision to change up our mental, our focus, our vision before we get something to murder and system that set us to tell. So pop on my words and the powers that wanna be altered, they gonna be blocked to the fact that they kill us. Methodically, but we all see that it's right there in front of us. So arrogant that they tell us their strategy.
Soldiers are ready, my people are tired. Our weapons so thick, so it's time to go get it. You wanted to battle, we finished the shit.
Come up to the front line, it's time to go get it.
Jump, jump.
Just in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour.
Yeah.
I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a patch on my chest. Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour.
Yeah.
I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a patch on my chest.
The devil is closing it fast. Killing off all of our future, so tell me that's why we keep giving the past. When they doing it with no conscience, being dismissive, killing our brothers and sisters and fathers and making excuses about it. Instead of taking the head of their body and tearing their heart about it. I'm sick of oppression, I'm sick of the struggling, homie, I'm sick of the lies. Sick of these crooked ass crafts just riding, randomly taking them lives. We need to do something that's better than nothing. Standing is better than kneeling, bleeding is better than begging the devil for peace, man. I take it to giving the feeling. Time to rise, unite, homie, it's time to get it right. Cause if we don't, we won't. It's just a life I go from day to night.
Get us on track.
Get back online and just focus upon our people. Stop worrying about the devils and stop trying to be their equal.
Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour.
Yeah.
I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on bed, dressed up in black, with a patch on my chest. Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people into the last hour.
Yeah.
I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on bed, dressed up in black, with a patch on my chest.
Peace and power, family. How are y'all doing today? Welcome to the Truth and Power Corner. Hope everybody's doing okay today. We have a special guest. She's going to be calling me in a little bit. She's closing down the shop, and so once she gets everything taken care of, we'll be speaking with her. So until she gets here, I just want to start out by saying salute to all our political prisoners and our family that are stuck in these cages. Family, it is time for us to change the narratives that we are living by and co-sign. Our family behind these walls, they going through some things. We going through some things out here. We got to reach out and help them as much as we can ourselves. Because as long as they're suffering, we're going to suffer. Because we can't be all right unless we are all right. Reach out to these brothers and sisters and see what you can help do. Help facilitate their releases and different things. Let's stop dropping the ball on this. Salute to all Black media platforms. Our sisters and brothers out here that are keeping this truth and knowledge keep spreading it to our people. These brothers and sisters put in hard work to research and study up on this information and make sure you're getting information and staying abreast of what's going on. Black media for our people, for us, by us. And I always want to tell them thank you for their hard work. Salute to Brother Noble and Sus Mo and my family up in Colorado with Unity Community and Mile High News. We're in our second season with Mile High News. Join our social media sites. Listen in. Support, donate, like, share, and subscribe. I want to also say congratulations and shout out to all our brothers and sisters that are out here putting in the work and opening African-centered educational systems and institutions for our children. We have the Ashe Academy. We have the BGN Youth Development. They're doing things. We have a lot. We have the Vanguard's Online Academy. We have a lot of places and brothers and sisters out here, the Akaban Institute, that are out here educating our children. We have too many of our babies that we need to break this cycle on them. We have to break this cycle. We're going to bring our guest right on in. I guess she called right on time. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I told them that you were calling in a few minutes, and then I was sitting up here. I'm like, okay, I got to keep talking. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself? Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, I can hear you well, doing well.
Awesome.
I want to welcome you to the show. I was just trying to get out of my introductions, but then I was like, I didn't know the area code. I'm like, okay, let me just say this. So we want to welcome you to the show. I know I met you through Comrade King T, but I have enjoyed every minute since I've met you. So
awesome.
the first thing we want you to do is introduce yourself to us and tell us who you are, and then we're going to get right on into the show.
Sounds like a plan. All right. So I'm Zante Richardson. I'm the owner of These Deals of Thrifty Boutique, located in Dayton, Ohio, West Dayton, right in the heart of West Dayton. So we're not necessarily in the heart. We're necessarily on the outskirts of West Dayton, but we're in West Dayton nonetheless. So, yeah, that is who I am.
All right. Now, this is what I was tripped out to find out, right? I did not realize that thrifting is like it is now, right? Because I remember when I was young, I used to, every Saturday in the morning, my mom and grandma, I'll get up, we gotta go over here to these yard sales, and you know how you'd be like, I want this used stuff. So when I first saw the first video, I was like, hold up. Hey, wait a minute, they look kind of cute.
I know, right?
So tell me how you're thrifting, get to where it is right now, because I am very shocked that people are missing.
They are definitely missing out. I think thrifting has just been, it's just been a wave now. Like you said, when we were younger, it was like, oh my gosh, I don't want any ones, used clothing. It was looked down upon.
Yep.
It was looked as being someone that's poor, usually goes to the thrift store. However, now it is like, it's booming. Like, people go to thrift stores and resell stuff on other platforms. Like, there's other platforms specifically for people to resell what they get from a thrift store. And so it's just a huge market. And also high fashion, things that are coming from other countries and things like that. That is, people are trying to steer away from that. People are trying to become economically and environmentally conscious about how they spend their money. So instead of buying new things that had to be manufactured in China, they're like, why not just get that thing that's already been here, and it's been passed down to other people. So, and then the other thing is people, There's things you cannot get at the thrift. There's things you cannot get at the retail stores. You can get at the thrift stores, especially vintage items.
Very much so, because I was noticing that I was looking at how even the quality of the materials are so much better. Even the pieces are kept, are better kept together and kept well.
Yes,
as you know,
definitely.
Now you know we some revolutionaries, me and Comrade T. And so we had kind of hardcore about that, black, white thing and different things like that. But I must admit, is a place for, it's a lot of people come, And I don't condone it, but I'll be like, hey, it's there. You can't even just be me. You there, y'all get
yes,
these
ma'am.
Deals. You be like, get yours, let me get mine. So it brings people together, really. And I saw that a write up on your magazine in Ohio. Tell me how it has become a cornerstone in your neighborhood.
Oh wow, that's a good question. So it's become a cornerstone because West Dayton and the community was at the heart of my store in the beginning. When I first started my store, or when I started to write down the plans for my store, I was like, I love community. I was on the board of a community center at that time, and I was just kind of getting my feet back into the community scene. And I wanted my store to be that staple, that cornerstone, because I didn't see anything like that in my community. Everybody was kind of, let's move out of West Dayton. Let's move to the suburbs. Let's move to the more affluent areas, and then take our money there as well, right? So when people move, they usually take their money, their resources. And I said, you know what? I want to create something that brings people together and brings economic development in my community. Like, instead of going other places, why not bring it back to my community? So I've lived in the suburbs before, and when I bought my house, I wanted to move back to West Dayton. I specifically wanted to move back to West Dayton. For one, I could afford a house here. And for two, most of my community activities were here in West Dayton. And so I said, and once I moved here, I'm like, I can't go thrifting. I have to go all the other side of town, 25 minutes away to go thrifting now. And that's not right. So the community was at the heart of when I first started. So that's how we kind of become a cornerstone. And also just doing different philanthropists activities. So we've done a fashion show. We've done a comedy show, concerts. We've done a wide variety of things just to bring the community out and to show that we are that cornerstone. So,
yes, and then that goes into, I also noticed where you you have some of your the people in the community, they also are able to utilize the space in the shop to sell merchandise as well, right?
Oh, yes, most definitely. So we've had up to 14 different Black-owned businesses within our store at one time. They was able to sell their products. They were able to leave their products here, and we will sell their products on their behalf. Oftentimes, people want to be entrepreneurs, but it's hard to become an entrepreneur and still have a full-time job. And you don't want to have to run around the city to drop off things or to meet up with people to purchase those items, meet them at their house or different things like that. So I wanted to offer my shop. I'm here anyway. We're open 4 or 5 days out of the week. And why not? They can come to one place. They can come shop at one place. They don't have to go all around the city. And that's convenient for the entrepreneur as well. So that's why I was able to open up. And I have space. So I believe in group economics, and it helps my business as well. So there's someone that may come in getting someone else's products, never knew about my store, right? So that helps me. That helps them. And then there's people that didn't know about their product that come in here and shop at my store, and then they find out about their product. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Spreading the word and then having that honesty and that trust with each other as well. That y'all can do the commerce part as well, because you can't just go to a store and say, well, can I sell this in your store, and trust them to give you your money. So, yes.
Definitely.
Yes. And, like, since this pandemic, you know, I don't know what you think about it, but it's here and it's breaking havoc everywhere. But since this pandemic, like, that's how I found out about thrifting, is it became virtual. Has it been virtual all alone, or what has the pandemic done to with the virtual aspect of it? Has it taken it to another level?
Yes, ma'am. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Sorry, I had to blow my nose.
That's all right.
Oh, no, you're fine. Okay, how the pandemic. So we started off doing like a little bit online. We had very, very, very little bit of things online. And since the pandemic, we really shot off. Hold on real quick. Sorry, somebody came to my door. had to tell them that we were closed. Okay, but since the pandemic, it kind of shifted me. We kind of pivoted to do a more online because we haven't been getting as many sales in store. So when March hit and we had to shut down, so the state of Ohio, we had to shut down from March until May. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Rent's due, the bills are due. And so we started to do online within the people that were already at my shop. So locally we started to do online shopping again. However, in May, I joined a group. It's the biggest thrifting group on Facebook. And I was able to do a live sale from there through that group. And so from that group, I gained more outside customers, out-of-state customers, and then it's kind of just grew. So we're up to about 1,600 people in that group, in my personal thrifting group. But I've been able to reach people that I never would have been able to reach had this pandemic not happened. I was kind of content with just Dayton, Ohio, servicing my community, and really focusing just making sure I have quality items for my community to shop at. However, I've been able to meet wonderful people like you. I've been able to ship things to about 26 states now, and two islands. So I never would imagine that. So I think the pandemic actually helped me. It helped shift my mindset, and it helped me to think bigger than just my city. I never thought that I could get outside of my city a reach as far as customers are concerned.
Okay, it made you think big. Like they say, if you stay in one little space and if you don't reach out, you'll never know what's out there. Because that's what I want to ask you about as well, you know, with the thrifting, was it a childhood dream? Did you ever imagine that it would go from, you know, from a passion of you just liking to repurpose and you know, reuse, you know, clothes, shoes, I mean, furniture. I've seen all types of different things. This lady had a very nice, I mean, that couch, I think it was a $2,500 couch. Somebody, she had got it for $60. I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, they all kinds of things.
Oh, yeah, thrifting is a big thing now. I wouldn't say necessarily it was a childhood dream. So my mom got me into thrifting when I was a young child. I tell this story all the time. I was 12 years old, and I wanted to go school shopping, and I'm like, I want the skort from JCPenney's. I don't know if you remember skorts. It was the little shorts with the skirt. And I'm like, Mom, I want this skort. It's like $50, $60. And she's like, absolutely not. We're going to the thrift store to go find one. And I'm upset. Like, why in the world? We have to go to the thrift store. It's my first. I'm going into middle school, meeting new people. I don't want to have on used clothing, you know, going to middle school. And so we went there and got this skort from the thrift store. I was upset about it. However, went to school and people actually liked it. They were asking me where I got it from and I act like I had amnesia, right? I'm like, oh, I forgot. I don't really know. Because I don't want to tell them I got it from the thrift store. Oh, my mom got it. I'm just making up excuses of why I can't tell them. However, people liked it. So I'm like, oh, people liked it, you know. And then I just continued to thrift. When I became grown and old enough to shop clothing for myself, I really began to thrift. So I'm like, I can't afford those clothing, you know, retail prices right now. So I would go to the thrift store, and then it just became a habit, and I love finding, oh, I got this for $2, $5, $7. Look at this. You know, it was kind of a thrill. And
treasure hunt.
So, like,
treasure hunting.
The treasure hunt. Yes, the treasure hunt. And so there was one thrifter. My mom and I went for like 3 months every Monday. And when I moved from that side of town, I'm like, oh, I can't do this anymore. You know, I don't want to travel all the way back over there. And I was kind of, I was working for my county program, working with people with disabilities. I'm like, what do I want to do next? Like, this, I don't know if I want to do this for the rest of my life. I want to do a little bit more. And that's how I start writing a plan for these deals. And here we are.
Okay. And so, and like with writing the plans, right? Like I said, you know, we met through Comrade King T, and he has his love days. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's where you started helping him with his love days. Let's talk about some of your community service like that that you also helped do in your communities, because was that part of the plan as well when you went into your plans? Did you want to reach out into the community and do services like that also? Because I salute you for that, because that's one of the main places that I saw you at, you know, helping him out doing that. And I salute you and King T for that.
Yes, so that was part of the plan, but I don't know if it was to the magnitude that we've been able to do it. Like I said, I saw that there was needs in my community, so I grew up in housing projects as a kid, and I ended up, you know, graduating from high school, going to college. However, I wanted to reach back to those people that may not have all the resources. So we've been able to do several clothing drive giveaways in different housing projects. And anytime someone else is doing activities, there's been Labor Day and King T, he's had things. So we're like, hey, we have access. You know, we have lots of things that we can't even use, or we have an abundance here. You know, give it out, give it away to the community, to the homeless people. I partner with a local organization that feeds homeless people or people that, you know, don't have sufficient food. So we do that a few times a year, go there and give away clothing pre-COVID. Now that COVID has happened, it's kind of stalled a lot of the community things just because, you know, we're not able to gather in large gatherings and things like that. But pre-COVID, we would, anytime someone would have, if they reach out to me and ask, and we have access and availability, we've done gave clothing away for different tornadoes throughout the United States, or different things has went on. I believe that if we have more than enough, we are able to share with other people. So
exactly,
it's just kind of been what community. What'd you say?
I said it's going to take us to get back to loving us. It's going to take
most
us.
Definitely.
It's going to take us. And that's why I love you all so much. I'd be like, and then I said, man, she's so funny. I'd be like, mind when she quit, because sometimes be coming. When I come over there to the live be made, it's first thing, come on in, y'all. Oh, I got to see. Oh, my goodness. Here she comes. I mean, I enjoy
people. I'm glad that you enjoy it. I say I am not rap tight. I will give you a nice show. It is so fun. It's fun interacting with my customers. And people come multiple times. You know, if I have five lives in a week, they're coming to all five lives. I have customers that come to all five lives. They may not buy everything every time, but they're coming for laughter and just kind of to get out of the norm of what's ever going on in their day. It's, you know, an hour out of their day just to laugh and have
just
fun.
Just to breathe.
Do a little shopping.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
To breathe. Because because that's what I wanted to ask, because I'm like, you have so much fun. I know opening your own business, there are obstacles. So we do want to discuss those. How did you overcome the obstacles? Because I'm sure there were obstacles that you had to overcome, and it looked like you evolved beautifully. So how did you do this?
Oh, wow. So are you talking about pre-opening or during opening? I think
however you want to tell us about them that would be like real precise where they can understand that it's not no easy road.
it's definitely not an easy road. It's going to take work. And I always say this, that before I opened my business, I thought it was more about having a great product, doing marketing, and those things are great. However, I believe you have to have the mental fortitude to be your own business owner.
Yeah.
Mental fortitude, mental stability, because there are times when things aren't working out in your favor. Like, everything is going awry. Things are not working out. People aren't buying anything. People don't believe in your dream. COVID happens. You know, things happen. And if you don't have the more mental fortitude, you're going to give up. You're going to give up. Like, I've talked myself out of quitting a million times. However, my customers keep me coming back. So overcoming those obstacles, how did I overcome it? Faith is one. Faith in God, just believing that my plan and my purpose was to do this. And then having amazing customers, that's helped me to stay focused. And my family wouldn't let me quit as well. My mom is like, okay, you got a bad day. You know, you're not feeling well. All right, you can take this break, but tomorrow you need to get back on it. So my mom won't let me quit, and my family won't let me quit. So I think as far as obstacles, there's been tons of them. I can tell you numerous stories. I had a break-in within my first year. I was telling someone about that earlier. Someone broke our glass and tried to break into our cash register system, tried to break into our cash register, take our money. Gratefully, they weren't able to, but I was devastated. Devastated.
Yeah.
Like, you know, not to say that I'm better than anyone, but I'm like, all they have to do is ask. You know, I would have gave them, you know, something.
They tried to help, yeah. But then they didn't know who you were, and they so hurt. And it hurts because we got so many hurt people. We hurt people.
Yes.
And then they didn't even know that you would have given them everything you had. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. And so I'm like, you know, I was devastated behind that. So, but however, let me tell you about the community. The community, when you pour into the community is going to pour back into you. I didn't even know people were even watching or paying attention. So, I put it on Facebook, you know, we had a break-in, oh my gosh, you know, I'm devastated. And the community said, okay, they started to send money. Hey, we're going to pay for your window to get fixed. Here's $5, here's $10, here's $20, here's $100. I was like, oh my gosh, I was so overwhelmed with gratitude that the community pulled through and someone came over to fix the window. I didn't have anyone to even fix it, didn't know how to fix it. People start making calls and sending people to fix it, and it was fixed within a few hours.
See,
and it was paid for. It was,
see that reciprocity. It's reciprocity.
Definitely.
You see
definitely.
What I'm saying? Because see, once they did that to you, they took that hurt out of your heart, and that's why you have. See, I watch it. She love this boy. You love it. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the. That's one of the things that put that love in your heart like that. You see what I'm saying? Because you can see that passion that you have for your customers and different things. That's why I wanted to have you on the show, you know, so that you can tell your story. Your story needs to be told. And also, I wanted to ask about, you know, I'm one of these, and I'm not even a neat freak, but I'm one of them ones. How do y'all handle the cleaning? Because everything that I have gotten from thrift, I have not had problems with. You feel? So, how do y'all handle that part of
it? You said, how do we handle that? We go through everything.
Yeah.
I am a stickler about what is put on my floor. So we get donations from people, and everything isn't the best quality or some things I wouldn't put out on my floor. My standard is if I wouldn't buy it, I'm not putting it out on my floor. So, and I'm not giving it to my customers. And there's times when I've sold things on live and I went back to package it, and I'm like, oh, no, this is not going. I'm not shipping this to them, you know. So I am very particular. I believe just because I'm in West Dayton and I am an urban business doesn't mean my quality of what I do needs to be any less than anyone else.
Exactly.
So I'm a firm believer of that. People are actually shocked when I first opened. People are like, oh, this is nice. Oh, this is in West Dayton? Oh, huh, this is actually nice. I'm like, what were you expecting? You know, I don't believe in accepting lesser than because I'm black, because I'm a woman-owned business.
But you know something, though, sis? I'm going to tell you what it is on my end. It is not even another thrift store. I've been in a Goodwill shop. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
and I know we shouldn't compare a Goodwill shop to a – because you alls are really boutiques. Where we are exchanging fashions and different things. But most people, they put all of that together, going to the Goodwill and different things, which it should be, but the Goodwill is not going to take care of it like y'all do. That's one of the things, because like I said, everything that I've gotten has been in very pristine condition. And And I haven't spent over $30 and I got a whole new water. I even got a fedora. I'm like, what is going on?
Yes. Awesome. Yeah, I don't try to what they say, bust people's heads, you know, overpriced things. But I believe, you know, it has to be a substantial amount, you know, a decent amount. Everything, I think, highest we go is probably $20-$25. But most things are like $6 to $10, you know.
Nice.
Yes, ma'am.
Dang, Brian.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me ask you this. Now, I have a 13-year-old daughter, right? And I want her to get into this because I think, like, thrifting, right? You can go from thrifting. You can take the thrifting items. Like, if you want to be into fashion, you can do so many different things with these, with this stuff. Do you have young children? Do your younger children, are they into the thrifting with you?
So I don't have any kids per se. However, I mentor a lot of youth. And so my shop also, I don't know if I talk about this or not, but we have youth workers that come in during the summertime and throughout the year to help us at the shop. And they're thrifters. So some of them were like, no, I'm not thrifting, you know, when they first started. But now they'll find things and they'll put their things to the side until they get their paycheck and pay for it. So we have young people that come in here all the time that come and thrift. Some people, their parents will come in and say, my child wanted me to bring them to your shop. So they ask. One young lady, she's 13 now, but probably when she started coming to my shop, she was 11. 10 or 11. And her mom gets her gift cards for my shop for Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And she came here. She came here maybe 2 weeks ago and spent her gift card. She was so excited. And so she comes in. She can pick out what she wants. You know, our store isn't large, so it's kind of like a family style shop. You know, it's
boutique.
Small. It's not as big as. There you go.
Boutique.
It's not as big as Goodwill, but it's not real small either. I have about probably 40 racks or so of clothing. But one thing about, I think the kids as well as the adults feel the love. I know my customers by name. If you've been here several times, I know them by name, by face, by what they wear, by their size, what they like. Hey, go in the back and, you know, I got this thing you may like as well, you know. So once I
even
find
online
style
too.
And,
you hear me? Even online,
yes,
you know your customers like that because you say you don't like this skirt. I say, hey, here she's not.
Yes, ma'am. Once I know it, I don't know how. The crazy thing about it is I'm not even into fashion. I always say that. I am not into fashion as much as people think I should be. Or, you know, I really don't – I would say I don't care about clothing. I care about people more than I care about clothing. So clothing is just the way that I'm able to love people at this moment in time in my life. So I'm not necessarily – it's not necessarily about the clothing. It's about the people, the community, bringing people together, offering them something that we didn't have in my community before, quality-wise anyway. Like, there's people that has done it, but I'm like, I'm not wearing this. If I wouldn't wear it, I'm not wearing that. Like, why? I'm not a fashion guru, but that is trash. That should have went straight to the trash. Why would you do that? But so I believe my community, even my online community, they deserve something that's quality, not expensive, as well as just to have a good time. I believe the greatest thing is just having a good time. That's what I love about it. So.
Exactly. I have enjoyed our conversation. We're going to go ahead and close the show out, but I want you to give us a closing. I want you to make sure you give us your information and your Facebook name so that everybody can reach out and start thrifting, because they do not understand. Thrifting is in your ways, babies. I'm telling you, y'all, to find name brands.
This is it.
I'm talking about brand new name brands. I've seen shoes, new purses, new clothing items. I'm talking about brand new. And you won't even be spending your money like you crank. You'll have a new wardrobe.
Not at all.
And you can go back and buy another one. Probably the next week. So
yes,
you go.
We have some custom shop every week. Yes. So I want you to go to thrift on Facebook. So and look under Facebook groups. So if you go into Facebook, look under Thrifters United. So Thrifters United in parentheses is these deals. So THEZEDEALZ. So Thrifters United. That's where I do all of my my group sales. From my personal shop, and then we also they can go onto my business page. I'm super excited about what's going to be coming up next, because we're going to have a website, we're going to have an app where people can buy directly from those platforms, and it'll be able to go. This is my first time saying it, so this is a secret, not a secret anymore, but. We'll have an app and a website. So you're the first person that I told outside of the people that, you know, first person that I told. Yes, publicly. So they'll be able to shop on the website and shop through our lives. And the invoice will go directly to their messenger. So I'm super excited about the next level, because I believe in elevating every time, you know, every year elevating, doing new things. So that's going to be next. So I'm excited about that.
Congratulations. That sounds
awesome.
The elevation. That elevation and it evolving, it makes you feel good. That makes you feel good.
Ma'am.
because that's a very good accomplishment coming from, you know, like they say, you started from the bottom, now we're here. And I appreciate you coming on and telling us your story. You have a story to tell. Make sure you keep telling it because you have.
Ma'am. There'll be a book coming
out. You created a legacy for yourself. Oh, you got a book on the way too. All right.
Yes. Hopefully
look,
I'll be done
when
by
your book drops, you're going to have to come back because you're always welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
When your book drops, you're going to have to come back and tell us about your book. All
yes,
right.
Yes, ma'am.
Enjoyed you. I love you. Look, I got me a little money. I'll be around there on them lives in a little bit. Look, when I'm blocked, I have to come to your inbox.
Yes, ma'am. Come on to my inbox. I'm here.
All right.
Tell me what you're looking for. All right.
Thank y'all for listening in to the Truth and Power Corner today. We have had a great, great conversation with Sis Zante Richardson from Dayton, Ohio, with Ease Deals. Congratulations. We love
you. Thank you. Thank you.
You got it. We're going to talk soon. All love, peace, and power, family. Black power.
All right. Bye.
Sandra Bland. Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Alton Sterling. God knows how many more you done killed. But I'm gonna let you know right now, we done marching, we done protesting. This is war.
Fist in the air, reaching for power,
black power.
Stepping my people until the last hour. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on gas, dressed up in black, with a patch on my chest. Folks think I'm tripping and say that I'm strange, cause all I be dropping is knowledge. I speak philosophy, real anthropology, dropping most times to college. Picking dimensions, I talk mathematics, I move through this life university. Unapologetic, I never regret it, dismiss it if you talk commercially. There was a land dog, I live in the truth. Believe in nothing until you show proof. Combat the ugly, the facts of the facts, and the facts of the self, and it's killing our youth. We better wake up and make a decision to change up our mental, our focus, our vision before we get something. The murderous system that set us to tell, so pop up my words and the powers that wanna be altered, they're gonna be blotted. The fact that they kill us methodically, but we all see that it's right there in front of us. So arrogant that they tell us their strategy. Soldiers are ready, my people are tired. Our weapons so thick, so it's time to go get it. You wanted to battle, we finished the shit. Come up to the front line, it's time to go get it.
Jump, jump.
Fist in the air, reaching for power.
Black power.
Stepping my people until the last hour. I'm for the struggle, I give it my best. Standing on dead, dressed up in black, with a patch on my chest. Fist in the air, reaching for power.